USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The chief of the Texas school district, who has been under fire for his handling of the mass shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, broke his silence. Pete Arredondo granted an interview with the Texas Tribune over the phone with his attorney present. Officials with Texas Department of Public Safety described Arredondo as the incident commander who made the call to stand down and treat the incident as a barricaded suspect. Arredondo told the outlet that he never considered himself the incident commander. James Barragan spoke to CNN. He's one of the reporters who interviewed Arredondo.
He is telling, or at least he told us in our interview, definitively that he went in there. He never thought he was the incident commander, never identified himself as the incident commander.
Arredondo also told the Texas Tribune that he called for assistance and asked for an extraction tool to open the door. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Ukrainian and British officials are warning that Russian forces are relying on weapons able to cause mass casualties. The UK's defense ministry says Russian bombers have likely been launching heavy 1960s-era anti-ship missiles in Ukraine. These missiles were primarily designed to destroy aircraft carriers using a nuclear warhead. Justin Crump, a British military expert and veteran British Army tank commander, tells Sky News that Russia is using whatever they can get their hands on.
I guess Russia is figuring there aren't that many enemy ships to deal with, so they are using these missiles in their secondary role of land attack, but they're not brilliant at that. It's a further indication of how Russia is having to use everything at its disposal to keep achieving its ends.
Meanwhile, the governor of Luhansk province in eastern Ukraine is accusing Russia of using flamethrowers on civilians in a village in his province. Inflation concerns have driven the major indexes on Wall Street lower for the week. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream, or search your favorite podcast app.
One of the survivors of the Uvalde school shooting is still recovering in the hospital, but from a different incident.
It was actually because she suffered a heart attack. 11-year-old Ileana Trevino went to her best friend's memorial, and it was there she began to have chest pains and was rushed to the hospital. Her mom told People.com Ileana was really affected because her best friend would protect her from bullies at the Robb Elementary School. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
A GoFundMe page to cover medical costs and support for the Trevino family has raised more than $40,000 as of Saturday afternoon. A lawsuit brought against the National Rifle Association by New York Attorney General Letitia James will continue to move forward. A judge dismissed the NRA's claims that the case is a political vendetta, adding it is not merely a witch hunt. James is accusing some of the group's top executives of financial improprieties and sought to dissolve the group. The NRA said in a court filing last year that James is waging a blatant retaliation campaign because of its views. The Norway branch of the Swedish furniture company IKEA wants to help expectant parents in picking names for their children. The company has a long history of distinctive names for its furniture. IKEA Norway has built a name bank with more than 800 listings on its website. Listen to us anywhere you are at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.